here. And the boy is Zorik. If you wanted to, you could have made a Zrika. Still, Ukatani says before that the Einim Matama Tumas Echlin. We have a Korban, whether the Korban was a Kotchi Kadoshim, whether it was a Korban Oilo, or whether it was Kotchin Kalim, whether it was a Shlomim. In both these cases, the Locher is not Matama Tumas Echlin. And what's the reason why? We said because since it's Chal Pigol on these things, the mitzvah is to burn it. Since the mitzvah is to burn it, therefore it's like it's also Bano. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Chal Nisa Tuma. There's no Tumas Echlim on these. So Gemara says, my love, isn't the case talking about that we learned before that when you have Tigul on a Kotchin, on a Korbin, that according to Rabbi Shimon, it's not Chal Tumas Echel. My love, isn't the case talking about the Tigul B'Zrika, that you first had your Machshavas Tigul B'Shav Zrika HaKorbin, meaning to say that first you made a Shechita Kedasa Kedin, and you made a Kabbalah Saddam. So really now, if you wanted to, you could have made this Rika first without a Machshavas Tigul. And then it would have been a Chalaheta or Bachila. So who let that be considered a Shas HaKesher? What does it say now that if Bishas Rika Saddam, you have in mind teach from the Bosa tomorrow that it's Chal Tigul, and therefore it's not Chalatumas Eichlam on the food, on the Bosa? Why? According to Rabbi Shimon, we're asking the question, what's Oymed to be Poda is considered like you made a pigeon already. Here also, what's Oymed to be Zorek should be considered like you already made a Zrika. If so, it had already a Shasa Kesha. So why do we say such a Bosa that's Chal Tigul on it, it's not Chal Tumas Eichel? We should have said it's considered like it had a Shasa Kesha. According to Rabbi Shimon, even though the Eichel right now is Asa Banor, like Bosa B'Cholov, but we said if it had a Shasa Kesha, was once Muta Bachilom, then the Yisra Tumah, it doesn't go off. So we hear also this Tigul also before the Yisra Tigul, it had a Shasa Kesha. The fact you could have made a Zrika B'Tayra. Samura says, no, that's not the case over here. I'll tell you the case is the Tigul B'Shchita. The case is that B'Shah Shchita Sakorbin, then he had in mind that he plans to make a Zrika tomorrow, plans to eat from the Eichel tomorrow. Therefore, it's Chal Tigul right away before there was a Heter Ashah Sakosha. So that's why on such Bosa that has an Issa Tigul from B'Shah Shchita, that Tum is not Chal upon this Eichel, it's not called an Eichel, it never had a Shasa Kesha. So Mora says, what do you want to say? Avo Pigul B'Zrika Mai Hochinami Dimitama Tumas Eichelon. But in the case, if a Shash Chito, you did it right, without a Machshavas Pigul, and you made a Kabbalah Saddam, and you have the Dam already, and for it later B'Shah Zrika, that's the first time the Kohen has a Machshavas Pigul. So then you want to say, really, such Bosa would have Tumas Eichel Chal on it, because since it had a Shasa Kesha from the fact that you could have made the Zrika before in the Hechsher, it's considered it had a Shasa Kesha, if so the Gemara, so that's true, Aditoni, what does it say in the Braisa? That Tigul b'mincha, mitama tumas eichlin, that's to say, if you have a Machshavas Tigul by a mincha, then it's Chala tumas eichlin upon that mincha. Why? Because the mincha had a Shasa Kesha. Like before you were matkish, the flour, the wheat, it had a Shasa Kesha. So why do you have to skip from a korban to a mincha to say by mincha, it's chal, tumas eichlin, liflug b'didor, could have made the same difference by the korban itself. And it should have said like this. When do we say that by a korban that has a nisa pigul on it? It's not chal, tumas eichlin on the boso, only the pigul b'shchita. If the shah shchita, they had the machshavas pigul. So it was never Chal Shasa Kesher on the Bosa. The Bosa never had a Heter Achila or a B'Kayach take a Heter Achila. But they should have made a difference like this. Avo Pigul B'Zrika, if they make Pigul B'Shasta Zrika only, not B'Shasta Shchita, then Mitama Tumas Eichlin. Then it would have been a Mitama Tumas Eichlin. Why? Because it fitted according to Rabbi Shimon like it had a Shasa Kesher. Because once you make a Kabbalah Saddam, it's Oymed now, there's a mitzvah now to make a Zrika. So really, you could have made the Zrika Beheter. So instead of like a Zrika was done, that gives it a Shas HaKesha. So then, Taka, this Bosa would be able to receive Tum on it. So let's ask the question, why do we have to go to Menachos for? Let's stick to a Korban to say about Korban Gufa. Sometimes Pigul has a Tumas Eichlin. Samar says true, but I'll tell you the reason why we skip was because Pigul B'Mincha Yitzrichlei. We want to say over Chiddush about Pigul by a mincha. They say like this, the Yaf Agav the Pigul B'Kemitza, to Kemitz. K'mincha B'Mincha kishchit adami, even though the koyin, the shasi is making the kmitza, taking the kmitza off the mincha. If he has a machshavas pigel, then b'shas the kmitza, he has a mind teeth their shirayim lemachar. It's considered doyim to a carbon of a shchita. And by a shchita we say, if you have a machshavas pigel b'shas shchita, so it's never chala shas hakoshim. That is no tumas oichol chal upon the boso. So I would have thought to say that by mincha the same thing. If b'shas kmitza the kohen has a machshavas pigel, it should not be chal tuma on the mincha. That's the chiddush you know. Afilu hochi mitama tumas oichlin. By mincha still, it would receive tumas oichlin. Hoyavoyis l'shas hakoshim mikaroi. Because here the wheat, the flour, before you makdish it, it had a shas hakoshim. Therefore, since at one time it was mutav achilo, even though later became hegdish, then it became pigol, now it has no heter achilo, still an issa tumu would be chal. That's why the Braisa wants to teach us mincha. But who I didn't buy korban, it would have been the same halacha. If you have the machshavas pigol first, b'shas zriko, and echlami, then it would be chal tumas oichol on the basa. So the Mara says, Omer Rav Asher Vashi said that Amrisa lishmaita came with Rav Nachman. I said over this halacha in front of Rav Nachman. They said like this, that afilu teim alon mamish, even if you want to say when the Brice before said lan, it was left over, lefnei zrika, that it's put that samakabu tumas oichlin, like Rashi says, lon mamish means holon lefnei zrika liyachas zrika d'kton liyel. That's how the Brice made a difference. Whether the lina took place before zrika liyachas zrika, it could mean mamish, means lefnei zrika mamish, could mean that the hoyle shoyz bayayim, that there was time yet in the daytime they could have met his rika before. And the yachas rika mamish means mamish. The question was, if there was enough time in the day to make his rika before the lan, so why do you say it didn't have a shas hakosher? According to Rabbi Shimon, the chur, the klal is, koloimed lifes is kepodud dami. So what did koloimed lizra could also be kezorik dami? Samara says no. Did they say this? Afilu teima lan mamish. V'afilu teima de pigul bisrika. And even if you want to say the first had the machshavas pigol b'shas rika, still it's not considered like this. Boser had a shas hakoshim, and therefore it's not makabel tumas oichlin. Why? And there's a chiluk like this according to Rabbi Shimon. Di boy porak omar. That's what Rabbi Shimon says by the porak duma. Since you could have been poydu, it's considered like it was podui, not a shas hakoshim. That we say. And Rashi explains why, because it's not mechusar ma'isam. Tadi is only the diba biyama to be poydu. But since you could do it with Yadibur alone, that would be considered as if you made the Padiyah, as if you redeemed it. But Iboy Zorik, Iboy Heavy Zorik Leam Rinun. It could be according to Rabbi Shimon, we did not say Iboy Zorik, since you could have made Zrika, considered like you made Zrika, that we did not say. Zrika is called a Meister, which Mechus a Meister, that I do not say. Zamora says, Meister, we have a question. It says, Kla Lomar Rabbi Shuba, Shuba said, Kla is this. That kol shoyso l'shas heter l'kahanim, anytime there was a heter for the kahanim to eat this meat, then the klal is ein moylam boy. There's no issa mila on that meat. Rashi says, why? The loy kotchi Hashemim, it's not called kotchi Hashem. Since there's chala heter already, so mila is not called kotchi Hashem. Rashi says, v'yafagav dash tein l'shas heter, even though right now there's no heter. But since there was already chala heter, means it's not oimit to be burnt on the mizbeach, therefore there's no issa mila. But v'chol shloy hoysa loy shas heter l'kahanim, it was not chal yet a heter for the kahanim to eat from the basar. Then ma'ilam boy. Then yes. Then if somebody eats from it, he's over the yisamila. Now it explains v'yezeyo shas heter l'kahanim. What's called it had a shas heter for the kahanim? The case is shelono where the psul lina was left overnight. V'shenitamas or else the basar became tamei after the zrika. After was chal a heter to eat it. They left the meat overnight, or else v'shenet tamas, the bossa became tummy later, or else v'sheyotza, the psul yotzi on it. So these cases have no issa mila, because since it was chal heter achilu for the kahanim, the issa kotch Hashem goes off it. But v'yezi, what's called the case, shlohoys l'shas heter l'kahanim, did not have heter for the kahanim yet, shenishchoto chutz l'zmano, v'shash chita, right away you had a machshav psul. Yet a machshava teach from the bossa tomorrow, machshava's pigel. Or else the machshava of a chuslam koima, yet a mine, teach from the wrong place. Or else the shekiblu psulim. The Kabbalah Saddam was done with a kain that's possible of psulim. Or else the zoku as domai. where the psulim made his rikas adam. Here it's never considered had a shas akosher. Therefore, there is an issa mila on the bosom. So Morris says, "Katonim is what we learn over here. Katonim miyom ratio. What does it say in the ratio? Shelono v'shenitzmas. In the case where you made his rikas ready on the korban, just the bosom was left overnight. Lono. Or else v'shenitzmas. Now the bosom became tummy. Or else v'sheyotza. Now the bosom went chutzim katzofay." So my lav is the case talking about lono mamish or mamish absulino. Meaning to say lono, like Rashi says, it means either the dam or else the bosa was land. Where the dam itself was left overnight, you didn't make his rikum, that's also considered a harashas akosha. Because my lav isn't the case talking about lino mamish. For hokoi, so what's the reason? Lukhura, there was no zrika done at all. If lino is with the dam, so why is it considered harashas akosha? Why does Yisim Mila go off it? Lukhura, the only reason is, vokho di boy have his orikum. The only reason is because if he wanted to, the Kohen, he could have made his Rika B'yayim. He made a Kabbalah Saddam, and the dam was there, just he left the dam over till the night time. It was a lona of the dam, but really the dam was fit to have his Rika done to it. Okatani, therefore it says, in his Braisa, D'yayin Meilun, there's no Issamila, sit like it has a Shas HaKosha. So who you see why? Because Kolayim and Lizwik is Kazarik Dami. And the Chur B'Shim is the one that says the Swara. So you see, according to B'Shim, that by Zerika also we say, Kolayim and Lizwik is Kazarik Dami. Not like we wanted to say before, only by pidgin we say it, which is not totally in the Maisa, but by Zerika is totally in the Maisa, we do not say it. Here we see, even by Zerika also we say Kazarik Dami. So Rosh says, let us out the pshat of you. I'll tell you here the case is Loi. The case is Ruya Lotseis, Ruya Litomei, Ruya Lolin. So the Kitzah Teretz is not with the Dam, Rashi says. We're not going to hear the word Lina here. But the case said that Avadi made his rikas Adam. And Stam, after he made his rikas Adam, Stam was leaner on the Bosso, or else the Bosso became Tom, or else the Bosso became Yoitzis. So there, Pshita, there was already Chal Heter Achilom. It was called a real Shas HaKosha. That's why there's no Isamila. Because the Maitza, the Zerika was done already. The Gemara says, what do you want to say, Abba? What do you want to tell me, though? Lina Mamishmai. But let's say you left over the Dam, that you did not make his Rika. Then you want to say, Hochinami. The Moilin Enochanami, that since you did not make his Rika Saddam yet, there's no Heter Chal, it's not called the Shas HaKosha, that there would be an Isamilom. If so, Haikol Shoho Yoloi, Shas Heter Lekahanim, Vechol Shloi Hoysel Shas Heter Lekahanim. What does the Brisa say in Loshim? If it was Chal Heter Lekahanim, then there's no Isamilom. If it was not Chal Heter Lekahanim, then there is an Isamilom. It should have said, Kol Shiyes Loi Shas Heter Lekahanim. A Moilumbo, the whole shame law shas hetlakan the Moilumbo mi boile. It should have said a Lushan that really the hetta was chal or the hetta was not chal. What does it say a Lushan of Kol Shahoyal shas hetlakanim? So Rashi says, Shahoyal shas hetta mashma shoysaloy shah sheruyalatiro, Lizrak dumb of Loihutra. The Lushan is mashma now the way it says it, as long as there was a time. That it was fit to make his Rika, even though the Zrika was not done, but as long as there was a time it was fit to make his Rika, that's also considered a Heter Achila, that the Yisimila goes off it. So, Kol Shiyesh Shos Heter Miboyle, what she says, the Chivas and Israel Kadam Meyad, Yesh Shos Heter. It should have said a Loshanim, if we're only talking about when the Zrika was done already, it should have said a Loshanim that a Heter was Chal already. What's this Loshanim? Kol Shahoyle Shos Heter Lekahanim. So Chutz Mashma that even though the Zerika was not done yet, but as long as the Zerika could have been done, like Oymed Lizroik is yet considered Kizorik Dami. So it says the wrong Lush in the Brisa. So Marin says, Elo Omer Avashi, Mi'ilo Atum Karamis. He is going to question his theory in Hilchas Milo from one Brisa that says there's no Issa Milo once they had to be Chal. So the Issa Tumma that was saying here, but player really, that there had to be Chal. I'll tell you like this, Milo, what's the Svar of Milo? When is there a Nisa Milo on the Bosom? Mishum Kedusha V'lav Kedushi. It's totally whether it still has the Kedusha Hashem on it or not. Kozman, it's aimed for the Mizbech, has a special Kedusha Hakarov on it. And when it's not aimed to be Hakarov, when it's Heter Achilo, that Kedusha goes off it. So therefore, I tell you, the Bosa, the Pokla, Kedusha, for my Hadra, like Rochvalo, how does the Kedusha come back and run on top of it again? In other words, by the Kedush, like Rashi says, Mila totally Rashi says, Moilam Bom, O Mishum Lav Kedusha Poka Milosoi. Olabos of the Park of the Shoson, what does that mean? Sheniril Israel, because it was fit to make a Mises Rico. And Valiois Mutaras Hakanam was once fit for the Kanam teeth from it. What does that mean? Because we climb when we hold the more of a Kamam, that Koloim Elizabeth is Kazarov dummy. So it's so like once the Kedusha goes off it, the Mahadu Kedusha, how would the Kedusha come back? Senech Nami. The Gaius for the Isamilo, once it was fit for the Kedusha to go off, it goes off and doesn't come back again. Masheng the Morris says, Tuma, Hilchas Tuma, Mishum Uchla Valav Uchlihi. It's telling totally whether it's cold food or not cold food. So therefore the Svari is, Kolhecha di Boy Zorik, Motzi Zorik Lei, Meshavele Uchla, O Metama Tuma Seichlin. Kozuman, you could make this Rika right now. True, that's Meshavele Uchlin. It's Mekava Tuma. But Hecha di Boy Zorik, Le Motzi Zorik, if he wanted to, he couldn't have made this Rika. Le Meshav Le Yuchlom, he does not make it into an Eichol, and therefore Le Metam a Tumas Eichlin. It would not have a Tumas Eichlin. Rashi says, Avo Tumim Mishom Uchlom Lav Luchu, Tolli in food or not, Kleima, Ki Evi Uchlom, when it has a shame Eichol food on it, then Mekam a Tumas. But the Chokam Rashi says, Le Hevi Uchlom calls the man. The Rashi says, Afagav, the Chosim Levi, even though it was fit to become an Eichol, but calls the man, San Eichol, the Poyol, Le Mekam a Tumas. Hilkach here by Tumma Lerminu, we do not say Iboy Zorik. That's the chiluk. Even though we hold Kolayim and Lizuk Kizorik Dummy, that's only negate to take off the Kedusha, negate to Milo. But negate to give it a shame Oichel is a cold food yet, the fact it could become a shame food, that's not enough to give it a shame food. Lamais is not called an Oichel yet, therefore it's not Makabal Tumma. Now the more it says Maitre, I have a question. It says, Alocha Hame V'yoshem Tolui. If somebody brings an Oshem Toli, Rashi says, Bo al mi shoy lefonov shtei chatichos, achas shachelu v'achas shashumin, v'yochel achas. First there are two pieces in front of him, one was treif, one was kosher, and he ate one of them, he does not know which one he ate. That's the lot, he had to bring an Oshem Toli in the meantime. So the person brought the Oshem Toli, and then later when noida shaloi chot, they realized the one he ate was the kosher one. So it's like this, imach loy nishkat, if before they made the shchit on the korban, noida loy, is Yotzev Yerob Eidom. Let him just send it out to his fields and pasture with him. Rashi says, Yotzev Yerob Eidom means Im Sharpe, let him pasture in the field with his other animals. The Chulunhu, it's Mamish Chulun. Since the person not do the Chet, he's not Mechuyiv in the Korban. It's Mamish Lomah, it's not a Korban. Divrei Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. Pachomor Nechom say no.